Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Guess who's late on their child support?
The boss.
Yep. Co-parenting is pretty hard between Rick Ross and one of his baby's mothers, Tia Kemp. According to the Jasmine brand, Ross and Tia share a son, Robert William III. Tia recently took to social media, of course, because that's what we all do, alluding to the rapper paying his child support late and not communicating with their son. She doesn't state his name, but some are speculating the message is for Rick Ross. Ross Tia's parental drama has been well documented on social media, and the rapper has also had a toddler with Brianna Camille, who is allegedly pregnant by him again, and a teen daughter named Toy Roberts from previous relationships. Not sure why they brought that up, but the focus is that he is making late child support payments. Come on, bruh. Step the game up. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are working on their relationship, and they're now in couples therapy. Khloe thought this was necessary to bring up after a troll talks a mess on her via social media. Back in April, prior to Khloe delivering the couple's first child, Kris Jenner's friend Lisa Stanley commented that the reason she didn't leave Tristan Thompson was because she didn't want to look like a fool. She says 1,000% she and Tristan are working through couples therapy. She's working hard. He's working hard. You can't just earn trust back in 2 months. Khloe and Tristan welcomed their daughter True back in April. Toward the end of her pregnancy, it was reported Tristan had cheated on Khloe with at least 2 women. Congratulations to Cardi B, Beyonce, Jay-Z, scoring the most in MTV VMA nominations for 2018, according to All Hip Hop News. Hip Hop is going to be taking over the VMAs. Cardi B heads into the night with the most nominations. Invasion of Privacy album creator has 10 chances to win. Beyonce and Jay-Z racking up 8 nominations. Both acts are up for Video of the Year. Finesse the Remix and The Carters' Ape-ish are competing against Ariana Grande's No Tears, Childish Gambino's This Is America, and Drake's God's Plan. The best hip-hop category includes Ape-ish, God's Plan, Cardi B, 21 Savage, Bartier Cardi, J. Cole's ATM, Migos, Walk It Out, Nicki Minaj, Chun-Li, and you can see everything at MTV.com, all the nominations. The ceremony is scheduled to air August 20th from New York City. Offset, no swiping. There's a stylist suing Offset for swiping some of her fancy clothes. Offset has been hit with a lawsuit by a former stylist. Migos star is being sued by bosses of Mayhem Group. It's a personal stylist and shopping company who claimed the rapper, whose real name is Kiara Cephas, owes them $11,700 for pieces they supplied to him. According to reports, Offset understands and acknowledges that he owes the cash, but still has refused to pay. The company bosses are seeking $11,700 for the clothing plus $1,500 in interest. The lawsuit was filed weeks before Cephas' wife, Cardi B, gave birth to their daughter. So it's not like he was busy being a dad or anything. So get that money up. You know you got it. Speaking of money, Tyga is in trouble again, but this time he's facing a lawsuit over a 2014 Land Rover. Back in 2014, the Los Angeles rapper blew off a lawsuit over his Land Rover that he abandoned. He now owes $157,000, according to court documents, on a 2014 Land Rover. 4 years ago, Tyga leased a brand new vehicle from a company called Midway, HFCA. Allegedly, he went to another company, Final Touch Collision, for repairs, but ended up never returning to retrieve the car. Midway proceeded to sue Tyga for not following through on his lease and failing to make payments. They demand $202,739 on top of the damages. When Tyga never showed up, they took the matter to court. Last month, the judge granted a judgment to Midway, stating Tyga owes them $157,152.60. You can't tell me he is not missing that lavish life for Kylie Jenner. That brother gonna need a bus pass pretty soon.